Welcome to part two of Dungeon Queens. Well, I won't waste any time. Enjoy the next installment of Dungeon Queens. Well, maybe I should explain it just a little bit in case you're going to this one. For some reason, starting with this one, you shouldn't. You should go back and start with episode 17, Dungeon Queens part one. And then that's where I explain what Dungeon Queens is. And basically, it's me running Dungeon Queen, drag queens through my homebrew world of Andromia, and it's awesome, and I'll probably explain it in the episode two. Whatever. Enjoy! Dungeon Queens! Oh, Dungeon Queens!
Skanky fart bitch, gonna rock it on Twitch, y'all. I'm a half-orc crankster, gonna steal behind the scenes, that's right. I'm a kooky red beast, my sword will make you deceased, Dumbo. The dungeon master of disaster, my campaign, the first chapter, ha ha ha.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dungeon Queens episode 2, the search for tattywags.
Yummy. Ooh.
So, if it's your first time joining us, or second, or third, it's not third.
Talk louder! Oh. You're the Dungeon Master. Signutron over here, Dungeon Master!
That's me! I'm the Dungeon Master! And I wrote this campaign, and it's weird, and it's fun, and so we're about here, having fun. And so, let's go around the table and introduce everybody. Who are you?
Well, I am Disaster in the LA's Most Disastrous Drag Queen. Sorry, it's slurring my words. It's the Red Bull. But what I am on this show is a tiefling, fifth level. Don't get in my way because I have my own religion. I'm a paladin. It's Disasterinaology, and I'm trying to find recruits. That's what I'm doing in this world.
Disasterinaology.
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 Like biology, but disasterinaology.
Just the same.
Disastology.
Yeah. Hello. My name's Felony Dodger, and I am a half orc rogue. Pause for like, oh my gosh, that's so unheard of. I'm a lot meaner than I seem. And this week,
hi, I'm Bitch Puddin'. I'm the definition of classic American trash, and I play a human bard, an 80s rock mistress who's had a failing career, but her comeback album is gonna get her back up on top, baby, so we're here. And I'm a floozy.
So, if you missed the first episode, all of the queens woke up in this fantasy realm named Andromia, and they have these special powers. They don't really understand them yet. But they met a character named Salazar the Salad Bard, who is plagued by this blight upon the land, and he's rotting, and he has brought the queens here to save the realm from this evil blight. And the blight spawns these creatures that the realm, they call them Blighties. And you guys made contact with the Chug Bears, and you proved yourselves worthy to them.
Yes, we did. Big time.
Yeah.
And we had a drinking competition.
Yep. And it's a big festival going on right now. And so last we left, everybody went to the inn and had a night's rest. Mm-hmm. So we'll sit.
Well, some of us had some rest.
Right.
Well. Some of us kind of partied all night long. Okay, but so. Zoshi, we can't get her up. She partied so hard.
I even got to slap her in the face.
Wake up. So, Swig shows up at the tavern, and he's knocking on Disasterina's door. Boop, 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 boop.
Ow! Stop knocking so hard!
Okay, are you awake?
Okay, I guess I'm awake now, stupid.
All right.
What do you want?
Meet us in the lobby in 5.
Okay, what kind of breakfast do you have for the heroes?
He's already gone. And now he's not going
to
the
door. All right. Yep. I guess we got to get up.
No. No. Meet us in the lobby in 5. It's important.
Your mother's in the lobby in 5.
All right. Knocks on Zochi's door. There's like zero response.
She's dead.
All right. So, you guys supposed let's, to be in the lobby in 5?
Let's just let Zochi sleep in. She had a tough time of it yesterday, last night. And let's just be nice to her and just let her sleep in this time, okay?
So, you guys going to head down?
Let's head down.
I guess
yeah.
It's an inn.
She needs her beauty rest. She's the ugliest one.
Okay, so you guys walk down and Swig's there waiting for you.
Is it just Swig or a whole bunch of people?
Just Swig.
Okay.
So, Goozle asked me to take you to the main tavern. So, if you'll follow me, please.
Okay, what time of the day is it? I mean, do I need my sunglasses?
Is there continental breakfast here?
Yeah, come on. What about the food? We're heroes. We saved this town. Swig, listen. You got to give us something here. We got some, you know, some grub or something. Something delicious.
Muesli.
He just, like, slinks behind you and, like, pulls a big frosty beer of red blight.
What's red?
Yeah, more
the rude blight.
More of the
rude blight.
That's the rude blight. That's their beer that they distill from the blight.
Okay, I'll have one.
It's the festivity week. We're all fasting. We're just drinking the rude blight.
Oh, jeez.
We don't have any food.
What?
I'm fine with that.
All right.
All right. Follow me to the. So he walks you through the town.
Hair of the pterodactyl or something. Give me some of it.
So you guys, he leads you back. Whoa. Oh, what's that's happening? Like a follow or something. Thank you for the follow.
You just said the party never stops here. That's the rude
so,
bite song.
He walks you guys up to that big tavern that you guys were in last night when everything got crazy. You walk in and you hear a strange but vaguely familiar song playing.
Oh, gosh.
What song do they hear?
And I will always love you.
I thought she overdosed.
And
so you guys walk into the tavern. You see Guzzle and Gulp at the main table.
And you
see Bitch Pudding next to them performing.
Bitch Pudding!
Cartwheel! Split! Woo!
It's so nice to see you alive, bitch.
How the fuck? Why are you red, Disaster Zarina? Last time I saw you were normal colored.
Well, I took a pill, and I didn't check it. I didn't go to that website and check it.
I'll see. You want to see how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm still tripping, apparently, because everything looks really different right now.
I could tell you that. What's up, Felony?
Bitch Pudding! So nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
So Guzzle is slightly confused, but he looks at you. You know this one?
We go way, way back. We're sisters from back in the hood, right?
Yeah, she taught me how to put GIFs on my Instagram story.
What's Instagram?
Yeah.
Can someone tell me where babies come from? Because I still don't know. And I would like to.
Not important.
So this one wandered into the town last night. And we figured she might be with you.
Well, yeah.
I guess we are right.
We're good friends. We're cohorts. You know, we're warriors together on the streets of the fantasy land worlds. And we party and everything. We love the bitch pudding.
Well, she's there.
Well, I'm glad you guys are united. So, thank you for our help last night. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
You've proven yourself worthy among the gay barbarians. And for that, we thank you. Not only can you handle your drink, but you can handle yourselves in battle.
That's true. We're pretty fierce.
I can handle a battle.
I can handle you. You want to go in the back for a minute?
So, Gulp looks at you and just like stares at you and like scowls at you. Gulp is he's the like white haired bugbear, chugbear, and He's very angry all the time.
He's kind of, he's,
you look so like he scowls at you.
You look like you can get off, girl.
And Guzzle's just like, ah, all right. I think even Gulp's warming up to these ones. And Gulp's looking at you, and he's like, so Guzzle scratches Gulp's beard, and he's like, kind of like into it. But then he realizes you guys are watching him, and he's like, and he just starts scowling again, and just starts muttering things to himself. That
was so cool. Last night, he softened up a little bit, did he not? He softened up. He gave us a smile. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
So, well, now that we're all here, unfortunately, we don't know what's making the blight worse. But if there's anyone in Andromeda who would know what's going on, it'd be old Tattywags.
Tattywags.
Tattywag. Where do we find his Tattywags?
Is he at the tattoo shop?
If you don't know, I was about to tell you.
Perfect.
Okay, okay.
Great.
Tattywags is an old goblin crone. They say she's just as old as the earth, so she must know what's been going on around here.
She got weed.
She's a bit weird, though.
She's a goblin what?
She's a goblin crone.
Crone?
Crone.
What's a crone?
She's an old hag that has weed. Just go with it, girl. Like, shit. All right, whatever. Bitch, it's 2
she's
o'clock.
A crone,
I think that one's half right.
Whatever she is, I'm sure she's nice, right?
I wouldn't say that. So, she'll help you, but only if you bring her tatties.
She can borrow mine.
Tits?
You have tatties?
I have one, you want it?
You're gonna let her borrow
them? On my titties?
So wait, what are you doing in the game right now? You're just pulling that out and just offering it?
That's her secret weapon.
I'm a woman with many secrets. That happened to be one of them.
You said she needed tatties?
You guys didn't know what the tatties are.
I thought you were gonna tell what the tatties are. Jeez, come on.
I'm from the south and I'm quite tatties, hard.
It's a root vegetable.
Oh, it's everything here vegetable? Is a root vegetable. I should have guessed.
It's sort of like a
mushroom.
It's a mix between like a sweet potato and an onion.
Now, where do we get these tatties?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have any tatties because, as you know, we've been fasting for the thing. But you must find some tatties before you see Tattywags.
Y'all a bunch of bears in your family.
Here, for helping us out last night, here's some coin because I think you'll need it. So he gives each of you guys a coin purse with 10 gold coins. Write that on your sheet so you don't forget.
Ten coins.
Yep. Also, here's a map showing the way to Tattywags. It's down to the south. You need to head down there till you see the Crooked Crest. She lives at the top of the Crooked Crest.
Top of the Crooked Crest.
Okay,
come on. It's the morning.
Did I say the top of the Crooked
Crest? Hey, we're gonna go have some hot toddies. We got it.
I'll have you know, be careful out there, because not everyone in Andromeda is as nice as the Chug Bears.
Yeah, I don't know, understand the bears fasting, because bears like to eat, but we're going to go with that.
Maybe they're hibernating. They're party hibernating or something?
Something like that.
I don't know how to spell crooked.
Just so you know, I've sent word ahead of you, because we have taverns all over Andromeda, so you're more than welcome at any Chug Bear tavern. They'll be more than hospitable to you. Your Chug Bear family.
Oh, wow.
Make sure you keep all of the things we gave you. The headdresses and the necklaces. Here's one for you.
Oh, wow.
He hands you like this like What's necklace, like adorned like
I'll put with, it
like,
on
bones
now.
And,
great.
And leather and fun.
No, never mind. This is totally necessary.
Very Chug Bear aesthetic.
I got something nice too, right?
Yeah, you guys still have those.
It smells.
You got a headdress, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It smells like Pride Week. I like it.
The Blighties, they have a poison, but these talismans will protect you from the poison, so make sure you don't take them off.
Okay.
Keep them with you at all times.
We got these last night. I'm sorry. I was having some root. Had a lot of root. What did mine look like?
What does it look like?
Oh, you gave me this coat. I won't take it off. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Well, I had a root awakening, so I'm still a little groggy. But
is a root awakening a drink?
A root awakening.
A root awakening.
I had a double of a root awakening.
Oh gosh, pass.
They
one
light
over.
It on fire and they.
All right. Do you need anything before you set out?
Well, what do you think we'll need? I mean, we're going to the countryside. We gotta worry about these blight monsters that might kill us, right?
Yep, and you the talismans for the protection.
But what about, you know, where are we gonna get, we want some foods here. Is there gonna be foods in the forest or something?
Yeah, could you feed me something before I get going?
You got something stashed.
They only have beer.
You got something in your pants. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, right. Looks around. He looks under the table and he finds like a stale like loaf of bread and sets it on the table.
That's about all we got.
All right, let's do it.
Do you have anything gluten-free?
What's gluten?
It's a drink.
Ah. Girl, I don't think we have that drink here.
Why be picky? I think you put nastier shit in your mouth, you little vermin.
This morning.
Swallow and be thankful.
So, all right. I think you're ready for your journey. At least I hope so. You look prepared.
We got our amulets. We got the coins.
I gave you the map, right?
Oh no, what guy, where's the map?
Yes, there's the map.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a long party weekend.
Yeah, we're here. Hungover.
So he shows you this map, and to the south you see this crooked crest. It's like this mountain that is crooked, and there's a little, like, plateau at the top of it, where you would assume that that's where Tattywags lives.
Tattywags.
Okay.
Tattywags!
And we get the titties. Four tattywags.
We got
the
tatties. We got 10 coins. We need the tatties. We're gonna go through the crooked crest to find the weed tatty creme.
I love Dora.
Yeah. I think he
also
got it.
We just came from the south.
Yeah.
We're going back from whence we
came. Are we
came.
Going the
That's
same
fine.
Way?
Same yeah. way.
But you had to go to the north to get to the chugbear.
We had to find the
chugbear. On the way north, we had Steve the Steed help us out. Barely.
He's with Zochi.
Can we get some horses to go south to make it faster? Well,
what did
for
you guys
us?
Do with Steve the Steed?
I don't remember.
You guys just forgot about Steve.
Steve got a little and went to bed with Zochi.
Okay, I'm going to do an animal call.
She does
okay,
like
you're going to call Steve the Steed?
I'm going to call Steve the
Steed. Okay, give me a roll here. Animal handling.
What's she asking for?
This is how it goes.
Last time. Oh, come now. Again.
But she rolled a 4.
Zestrina tried to call.
You just hear the sound of crickets.
A horse to us last time. Crickets. She had a bad roll.
Stupid
so
Steve
it.
Steed.
There's no Steve the Steed.
Okay, who? We don't need him anyway. So we're going. We're not ones. We're new ones. New
we
horses.
Can we can eat it.
There we go.
We're going to eat that horse. Since
we can
if we ever find up. The horse, we're going to eat it.
Okay.
But well, now we need other horses who are better than Steve.
We can walk.
Yep. I think you'd have to walk. We ain't got any
walk.
Steeds to spare. We have no steeds to spare.
Terrible.
All right. You should be off on your way.
Let's go.
Good all luck.
Right, let's get out of
any, anyone there. Trying to solve the blight problems, friends of the realm.
No, please.
Good luck.
So what do you guys want to do now? Just want to set off?
Let's do it.
Let's go! Right,
so I mean, we don't have anything, so I mean, they don't have any food. We don't have any supplies.
Yeah,
so.
The old bitch has yeah. pot. Let's go find her.
Barking a tree.
She has
pot. How about that purple fruit?
Yeah, let's go back to that tree. We just came
yeah,
from the
Yeah, let's
south.
Get the purple fruit. That's
okay.
good.
So as you guys are leaving Barbaria, you walk out the gate, and you see this big bird swoop down, like, ah! And it drops the pumpkin, and it kind of half splats on the thing, and it rolls in front of you guys.
Abora?
And you hear, oh! And then you, like... The pumpkin starts to grow, like, sprout, like, vines that sort of look like arms and legs. And you just hear,
hello!
Oh, shit, it's the...
It's Salazar, the, it's but he's
the
weird
bard.
Pumpkin man right now.
Salazar the Salad Bard, it's good to see you again, Salad Bard man.
I see that you found this one that I've brought to the realm.
That's
How you
right.
doing?
I'm in pain.
Way to leave us hanging.
Constant pain.
Wait, you're rotting, right? So that's right. why you're
Yes. Gone. So I see that you've made friends with the chugbears.
We did. We had
well,
great time.
Good work. Where are you going now?
No thanks to you, we're going south again.
Oh, for what?
We're going to find the Tatty Woman.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this Tatty Woman.
Tatty Wag.
Well, Tell I realize what. That I've been a terrible narrative device. If you look... Let me explain. If you look in your pockets, you'll find a leather-bound manual. Some might call it a character sheet.
Ow!
And that will let you know about all of your newfound fantasy
crazy abilities. So if you ever had any questions, just reference the leather-bound thing in your pocket.
Got it.
Interesting. Okay.
But
is that a leather-bound thing in your pocket? Are you excited to read about your character traits?
I am excited for this. He raises his hand, and then this like things start to grow out of the ground, and there's this little like vegetable guy, and he starts playing a weird vegetable piano.
Oh gosh.
We're just gonna see where this goes. Hit it.
I'm kind of glad you're not coming with us, Mr.
You're gonna have to turn up. We can't hear it though. Oh, stop it then. Oh no.
Yay.
Oh no. We should have set the things.
I'm this so one ready is for
so,
this.
It's so like half baked. Yeah, but I can't hear it though.
You're gonna love this.
No, I don't know. We'll see.
Last
this
week,
where I strip and try to barter for a lower price.
No, that's when the Uber gets here, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, don't have it.
This is our mission of the day.
Loud.
So just so you know, things will get much more dangerous from here. That's why I gave you the manuals. No, I'm not making this up as I'm talking right now. Maybe I am. I'm Salazar, the Salad Bard. I'm guiding you which way to go. Things are dangerous. You're heading to Tattywags. She has info. I'm butchering this. But, yes. Look in your pocket and make sure you reference your character sheets. Didn't have time to write the lyrics today, because I've been a very busy salad man. Okay!
Something
so he starts like
should.
He starts like sticking his finger in his head and like opening up his like pumpkin head.
What the fuck is wrong with this little fucking minion bitch?
And he pops his head off. And all these like little tiny berry men just start shooting out, and they have
why?
Like fancy poppish hairdos.
Do they look delicious?
They're little berries, and they have like 16th century makeup.
Let's eat them.
Wow. This is very complex for
can we collect them?
Pumpkin salad man to have.
Hello, I'm Boysenberry. My name is Barry, and these are the Boysenberry boys.
God bless.
We're the Boysenberry boys.
These little fancy poppish berry people.
They're like Skittles, you can eat them.
It's wonderful to meet you, little berry men. Now,
you know that's not for sure. Don't be alarmed by lack of arms, cause we've got Fopishong. We'll make sure you stay dandy. Our knowledge will always be handy. Be mindful you are standing. Please don't mistake us for candy.
Don't mistake us for candy.
So you aren't Skittles.
That win is... Nope, now pause it. Stop it.
So we can't eat.
I loved all that choreography. How long did y'all rehearse that?
Yeah.
That was
so
great.
You see these little berry men, and they don't have like a lot of them. Like lots of, they look kind of like blueberries, but like painted white faces, and they have fancy foppish wigs,
mm-hmm.
Like powdered wigs.
It's alternative Oompa Loompas.
And the one in the front, and they have little like clippity clop shoes with belts on them and heels.
Aww.
You know the type.
They're fancy little.
They got a cute wear. They have a sensible wear.
Salazar with his head open, he says, "These are the Boysenberry boys.
Okay.
I realize you might not know anything about this realm, so I leave you in the care of the Boysenberry boys. They're very knowledgeable, and if you have any questions, you can ask the Berry boys."
Uh-huh.
You see the one in the front, he's like, "Hello, I'm Boysenberry, and I am delighted to guide you through Androvia. And I have a corgi in my crotch." Not Boysenberry, me.
"Hello!
Well, it's so nice to meet you, Boysenberry."
Nice to meet you.
Like, literally, he's like this big.
Wow.
"I like your wedges. Where do you
get
them?"
Where do you dance at? Is it not?
"Anywhere I like!"
And he starts doing a little dance. So all of the berries, they start like climbing on you guys and like just start going into like your wardrobe, and they're hiding and things, and like Boysenberry just sits on your shoulder here.
Oh, wonderful.
Get off me.
One, I'm pretty sure, just crawled into my ass. And I'm not mad about it.
That was my finger.
That wouldn't surprise me. But
okay.
The Boysenberry boys, they're very knowledgeable. They know everything about Andromia. So listen to them. If you have any questions, just ask them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what's the best way to get to this the mountain pass with the titty lady?
Do you have a... Boysenberry. Do you have a map?
Yes, Slag gave us one. Here it is.
Oh, who got you?
Oh,
teleport! Let's go!
Is there any, like, psychedelic, fruit on the way, maybe? I'm feeling a little peckish.
I don't know!
Because on the way here, we got this really good purple psychedelic fruit from the top of the tree. Oh, man, it was such a crazy trip. I love it so much. Ooh, good time. Let's find some of that again, huh?
Both I thought right? I was the good time, bitch. We really need motherfucking psychedelics. We got fucking poison berry bitches all up in my asshole.
Listen, you weren't around. What was I to do, okay?
Show us where the food is, or we'll eat you.
No, don't threaten the poison. He's just kidding. He's just kidding. No, we need to get the psychedelics, and then we need to get to the mountain.
Okay, we'll do our best, then. Shall we travel along, then?
Yes. Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's go.
So you guys are traveling. Give me a survival check, bitch.
Check yourself.
Ah, shit.
D20.
I'm nervous now.
D20.
You're going to roll that.
Digging? Oh, fuck.
You digging?
I got to roll this one?
Okay. You don't have to roll that one. You can get a small one.
I got a six.
No, roll,
okay,
roll
you guys can give me a survival check, too.
Wait a minute.
You add your... 12.
Ooh, I need the big one.
I will survive.
What do I get?
I know you like
3. Things okay. Well, with the boysenberry boys' help, as you guys are traveling, you find fruits and nuts and things to eat. So,
except me, apparently.
Huh? Yeah. 3. But none of those psychedelic fruits yet.
No psychedelic fruits. Okay.
Nope.
Whatever.
I found a jelly bean in the dye bucket. You can eat that.
Okay.
So,
but enough. Oh boy, am I full. Let's go find the titty woman.
So as you guys are
traveling, let's find tallywags.
You're traveling across, down the road, and you see these forms up ahead, and they seem to have like these weird feathers. As you're walking up, you see these weird creatures with feathers and like
Abora?
Again,
like reptilian faces.
Abora.
And the boysenberry on your shoulder says, "Oh, those are crocodiles."
The crocodiles?
Yes, the crocodiles.
Are the crocodiles friendly?
Some not.
Okay.
These seem to be merchants.
All right, well, let's go what...
You see, like, a really, like, big fat one in a cart with a bunch of little ones around it.
Mm-hmm.
You see one sitting there with, like, a knife. You see, like, a little stand. It looks like a roadside market stand with, like... different weird vegetables and fruits and
mm-hmm.
other wares for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And
anything
then you see,
interesting that we'd be interested in?
Well, and then you see a very large crocodile that looks like you really don't want to mess with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
What would you guys like to do?
Boysenberry, what is the difference between a crocodile and alligator?
I'm not sure. It all sounds the same to me.
All right, they all got the same stuff.
Let's ask what he's got.
So, who wants to walk up and talk to them? You.
Hi, Mr. Big Bad Doodah-looking man. You look like the evil villain from Donkey Kong. I want to know, what do you got for sale?
So, the smaller of the crocodiles, he has, like, a bowler hat and, like, eyelashes on one eye. And he's, like, got a little knife and he's picking his fingernails. And he's like,
oh.
I like your style.
Hello, 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 lovey. Don't you think it's a bit dangerous to be traveling around out here alone?
Jack Sparrow is the crocodile.
I'm a confident young woman. I'm not fucking scared. You see that bitch? She's fucking red and has horns on, girl. I'm not scared of shit. You look cute, though. How you doing?
We're just out here scratching out a living for all brothers and sissies over there.
So what kind of...
he gestures towards the big one in a cart with all the little ones around it, like little baby crocodiles of all sorts.
Mm, little baby. Cheep,
cheep, cheep, cheep. They look hungry.
It's like a family affair over there, huh?
So what would you say your accent is? Is it Cajun?
Oh, well, anything called Cajun.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. So, wait, I just need to buy... do you know where Taddy is? Taddy Wags? Old bitch that might have weed.
Oh, you're looking for Tatties, huh?
We're looking for some Taddies, that's right.
It just so happens we're friendly merchants. Have you seen our wares?
Noah, why don't you tell us what, you know, what you have there, especially if it's tatties. Because we need some tatties, okay?
Tatties.
Come on.
Well, we got tatties.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Oh, Strange man.
Yeah, well, yeah, what is he rolling over here?
And he just, like, gestures to this cart, and there's a bunch of different fruits, and, like,
which one of those are the tatties? You don't know what a tatty is, huh? But you want it?
That's right.
Dumb bitch!
You know, we also offer protection out here, too, for just a fair boys, you know what I'm saying?
Protection from what? What could possibly go wrong?
Well, there's all sorts of manner of bad things out here.
Like what?
Well, you just hope you should never know.
Now, then, what does this protection mean? Is protection money, we're supposed to give you protection money so you don't, like, you know... Yeah, kill us or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, my dear, you have me all wrong. See, we're just friendly merchants and sometimes protectors. No, we would never murder anyone.
So by merchant protectors, you have some condoms or some shit? We're just trying to get some tatties, bitch. So I'm just trying to get this fucking shit in punch.
Forgive me. Yes, yes, tatties.
And he, like, pulls up this bag of what seems to be what was described as tatties.
Do we roll for...
Wait a minute.
Boysenberry, bitch. Where the fuck you at? Does that look like a tatty to you?
Okay, exactly. We're asking the Boysenberry peoples what...
Correct? That is a bag of tatties.
Okay. Well, Boysenberry man, is that enough tatties for that we need, you think?
I would say so, yes.
All right.
Perfect. Let's do it.
I can't be bigger,
right? Give me 5 gold pieces, please.
All right, well, you go ahead and pay.
Just 5?
Yeah.
Could no, I get it was a 4. He said 4.
Can I get a discount?
Forgive me. I've been so rude. My name is Eggborn Bogthorn Eggborn. I get that mixed up sometimes. This is my brother Popcorn Eggborn.
As he points towards the big one that's all, like, really scary.
Okay.
And that's old Mother Cluck up there. That's our mother.
And Mother Clucker?
Mother Cluck. Eggborn.
Mother Clucker.
Yeah.
Mother
Cluck. Mm-hmm. Yep. Them's our brothers and sissies. That's why we're trying to scratch out a meager but honest living. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you sound very
totally
honest.
Yeah.
He just keeps picking his nails with the knife.
Okay.
That sounds like what somebody who is totally honest would say.
All right, well, let's just...
Girl, fuck it. Here's 5 gold pieces.
Yeah, give him a gold.
That's a tip.
5 gold.
They just wanted 4. They just wanted 4. Oh, don't tip them.
Thank you.
I gave him 5. Give me a... Get this shit and go. I'm tired of talking to these motherfuckers.
He's here. He's like, you didn't notice before, but there's another Eggborn who is in between you, and he's got, like, crazy googly eyes and a pipe in his mouth, and he's just, like, going back and forth, just...
okay, fuck Eggborn. The tatties. I wonder what that bitch is smoking.
Eggborn. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my other brother. That's Greg Eggborn. He's got a right sense of humor, that one.
And he just keeps going. And the smoke is kind of, like, sweet, and it smells good.
Yeah, so,
I'm sorry. Yes, let's, transact. Here's your tatties. Yeah,
And then you hear. And then a big cloud of purple smoke just envelops all of you from Greg Eggborn. Lovely. And you're all feeling a little, like, drowsy, and all of a sudden you black out. Hey, welcome back. We're back.
Hi.
So, hope you guys
are worth this. Oh, yeah.
So, oh, that's right. We're unconscious.
Yes. So, just want to point out. So this is kind of a labor of love, and we're all taking our time to. I mean, look at these wonderful queens. They're taking all this time to get ready and come in here and play this wonderful game. I'm just thankful that they're here playing D&D with me. But if you guys are digging what we're doing and you want to help support, there's a tip jar, right? If you scroll just down underneath the player, it's a fun, happy little tip jar. If you click on that. We'd appreciate any donations because we can actually, we have big plans for the show and we want to make it as big as possible. So Your support is definitely appreciated. And if you're new, if you're not following, we'd definitely appreciate that follow. Anything else anybody wants to add?
I love you.
Thank you. Okay, so now back to the story. So where we last left off, the Queens were just gassed by Greg Eggborn and his weird purple smoke, purple haze, you might say. So you guys wake up. The sun is kind of setting. You're not sure.
What happened?
You have no idea what how much time it's been.
That's some good shit.
Where are the boys and berries?
Oh. They're slowly waking up too. What happened?
Why am I naked?
Okay, I'm gonna check my money and all my possessions to see if I have everything.
Okay, so you check, you have nothing.
I have nothing.
Well, you have your weapons, but you have like all of the money is like that you guys had is stolen.
Oh no. What about tatties? Do we have any tatties?
Well, so you look around and you see on the ground there's just that bag of tatties, and it has a note that says tit for tat.
Wow, thought they were fucking funny, huh?
You should have shown him your tits.
I tried to, but then he came around with that good kush, and I passed the fuck out. So, you know, what the hell are we gonna do? We gonna chase the motherfuckers? You just wanna get this to go and punch?
We got the tatties.
Yeah, we might as well just keep on going.
None of us have any of our belongings.
You have, like, your weapons and everything, but all the money has been stolen.
What about my amulets? My protection from poison.
Yep. Still there.
So they just took my coin.
Yep. They just stole your coin.
Money. Well, I was already down 5 coins because these hussies don't want to push in. So I'm good, bitch. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go down to the mountain.
Carry on.
We'll come back for him later once we talk to the tat woman.
So you guys carry on, and as the sun is dipping, you see the Crooked Crest, and you see a trail that is kind of worn. The obvious route to take up to the top.
Okay.
Maybe the rogue over here should do a little searching around to make sure that there's nothing going on, right?
I'm on it.
We already got any money.
I got you covered, girl.
So how are you guys walking up the trail?
Oh, well, this lady's first.
I'm going to climb trees and jump tree to tree.
Well, there's not really any trees. It's like kind of just like a rocky crest, and there's like a dirt path winding back and forth up.
So I can kind of embrace the edge of the path and sneak stealthily up it.
Okay, cool. So
can I roll for...
Yeah, give me a roll. Let's see if you see anything.
See if I see anything. An 8.
An 8. Shit. So you're scouting ahead. You seem to notice nothing weird out of the ordinary.
Okay. Girl, we don't got any money. We should just walk through all confident and shit.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Right?
Can't steal nothing.
Can't take my tit away from me.
You showed us earlier that you can.
That's my permission to give.
Just whatever we do, we cannot lose these tatties.
The tatties are very important, so, you know, you
gotta
keep those.
Tatty? Who's holding the tatty bag?
I'm holding the tatty bag because I paid for them.
You're gonna hold on to them? Okay.
You know, to be honest, I paid for them and I got weed. So, you know, like, I got the best of both worlds in that situation. I don't know about y'all, but I think it's a positive thing that we had this and we're together.
That's true.
You look like you got the best of both worlds.
You know, the riches and everything that we had, it was breaking us apart. So I'm glad we're broke and together again.
30 gold pieces, man. More money, more problems.
You're tearing me apart!
So you guys continue up the path, and pretty uneventful. You don't... Nothing really happens. Mm-hmm. And as you round this last bend, you see this, like, really decrepit shack. And there's, like, a warm glow coming from inside and a little bit of smoke coming out of the top.
That bitch got that good weed. It's tatties.
And it's, like, so... Where the crest goes into the crook, it's her house. The hut is built right up onto the crook. So it's like house, and then it goes up and crook. Well, the hut is just like on the plateau that you guys are on, but it's built into the back of the mountain as it goes up a little higher.
So that's to say if something was to fall down that cliff, it would land on the house.
Well, it's not that much. You guys are almost at the peak, so it's just a little bit more mountain.
So this could be the residence of the tatty woman, right?
Probably.
All signs point to probably.
Mm, yeah. Good thing we got those tatties.
So what would you guys like to do?
Let's knock politely on the door.
Now, the salad bar man, did he say that this lady gonna be friendly?
No.
She's an ogre?
She's a goblin.
She's a goblin.
She's a goblin.
I wrote down 10 coins, tatties, crooked crest, weed cram.
Berry man with the wedges.
All right, well.
Berry man.
We have what she wants, right?
Oh, let's ask the boysenberries.
Oh, the boysenberry. Good idea. Ask the boysenberry.
Hey, boysenberries. What do you know about?
I'm Boysen Larry.
You see this little berry.
I'm Boysen Larry every time you do that. I'm telling you. Every time you do that, I get so happy.
Tell us what you know about this weed tatty. Weedy tatty.
Tatty wag.
Tatty wags. Thank you.
I don't know
you,
anything Tatty. About what you said besides tatty wags. Well, we've this seems to be the place. You guys found it.
Is she a bitch,
what
though?
What about her?
I don't know. She's old and weird.
Are we is she going to, like, you know, cast a spell on us when we knock on the door? Come on, give us.
I like
Larry.
Boys and Barry pops up on your shoulder and like, I don't know. Does that Serena? But you need to get the info from her.
Okay, well.
I mean, nothing can get weirder than this. Let's knock.
Yeah, why not? Okay, here's the plan. We're going to go up there, we're going to knock on the door, and we're going to be extremely friendly and outgoing. All right?
So we should sing a Christmas carol.
Oh, Bard Lady, great idea.
All right, which one? We'll pretend to be Christmas carolers. I like the way this is
No,
going.
This is great. We're going to sing something.
Okay.
Singing always works.
So you guys are going to go up the door and sing something.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to sing, Bard Lady.
I think you'll
Maybe
get it.
Maybe one of
I
your hit songs from
think,
the 80s.
No.
Are you going to lead us in and we're just going to know?
Yes.
Okay. She's going to sing, she's going to sing Skanky Puss.
Drag. Bill. Horror.
Did she answer yet?
Glamour.
Did she answer? We're practicing outside that.
Are you guys? Are you just like right up on the door?
We're straight up singing this power anthem.
Let's knock.
This is the moment. Well, are you guys going to sing or are you going to knock? What's
we
up?
Are going to knock, then start singing.
Then start singing when she answers the door.
Knock and then.
But real quickly, just like knock, 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 and then.
Okay. So you knock and then. No response.
Drag. Filth. Horror. Glamour. Dragula.
Drag. Drag. You
lie. Drag. Drag.
She's a killer.
She's a killer.
Good thing she didn't answer. That was awful.
Give me a roll.
I knew it. I knew it would work.
I got an 8.
You hear some rustling around in the house.
Okay.
And then the door peeks open a little bit, and you see this like, big, bulgy red eye, and not much else. And it's like,
who's at my door?
What is that? What?
Who's at my door?
We got tatties.
Hello, we are sent from Salazar the Salad Bard, and we have some tatties for you. Delivery, it's like Meals on Wheels, right?
Oh, no, need some of this. But I like tatties.
Huh?
You got tatties?
We have yeah, tatties for you. We came all this way.
Hot tatties.
For you to give you the tatties.
I present the bag of tatties.
You see the eye and it's like darting back and forth.
However,
the door closes.
However you prefer the tatties is exactly how we have them.
Let me see the tatties. Show me the tatties.
You can open the,
open the bag of tatties and display them by size in order.
The eye disappears and this really long, gross, like, nose, like, comes out of the crack. Then it peeks back in, the door closes, and then it opens.
Alright, come on in. I don't get much visitors. Come on in. You want the tatties? Here, give me the tatties.
I knew it would work.
I hand over the tattoo.
Do we just give them to her?
Of course.
She snatches
this is
it
our
and
gift.
She's like,
let's get all inside. My feet are tired. I'm taking my heels off.
We are happy to be here, lady. We're going to, like, do a little housewarming, give you the tatties, and thank you for webbing us to into your house.
I don't like this one that talks too much.
Huh?
I like tatties, though. What are you guys at my door? What you want?
Who told us to be here?
Well,
who told you I like tatties?
You should talk. She didn't like me. You guys say something.
We came, we were sent from the Chug Bears. You know... The Chugmers, you and them going way back.
I know a lot of things.
Well, do you know the Chugmers?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they said that you are so beautiful, and they were right, and that we brought this gift of tatties for you, and that you were going to show us where to find the nether daddies.
Give me a charisma check here. Let's see.
No, we're going to edit that one.
Here we go. Charisma check. Mm-hmm. Because it's, you are so beautiful.
It should be me.
Look at that.
So it's an 11 and it's pretty good, right?
It's pretty good.
So it's a 10.
Minus one.
Minus one?
Should have been me.
I'm not very charismatic.
She looks at you and the big eyes, like, they're almost like chameleon eyes. That.
Oh, come on, darling. You know
that. That doesn't sound like something that someone would say about me.
But I don't know why.
But I'll appreciate the thought.
Oh, and she starts walking in.
Yeah, come on, let's get dark out there. Come on, come in. Get in.
And she's like, got a broom, and she's like smacking you guys, get in the house.
Okay, careful, well, don't be so aggressive. I'm into that kind of shit. Don't start something you can't finish. Miss Mama, Teddy Wag.
Yeah, don't stick out your
nose. It smells good in here. You got that weed?
Okay, what's it look like in this place?
It's like a weird, there's all kinds of strange things on shelves. There's a big cauldron in the middle, and it's bubbling, some weird brew, and the smell is just like sort of overpowering. It's like kind of sweet, kind of nice, and also like it's equal parts nice and terrible at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's like a bad Genki candle.
Yeah, and Tatty Wags, she's just this, she's about it's like 3.5 feet tall. But she's like all like hunched over. She's in like a tattered robe. She has like stringy white hair, green skin, and like big bulgy eyes. Mm. And like maybe 3 teeth.
Alright, so what do you want? What do you want? I think you said something, but what? What do you want?
Well, we heard from the salad bar man that you know the Nether Daddies.
What about them?
Well, we need to meet with them.
Why?
Because I'm horny for a good old daddy. I mean, girl, I think you can sympathize with that. You know what I mean? You have your things for
I think you're in the wrong place for that.
I know, but I'm just trying to relate. You like your tatties? I like my daddies. So I'm trying to find me a good old daddy, baby. So why don't you just help us out? Girl, I just brought you this whole bag of my hard-earned money. I spent it on these tatties.
We came all the way up the mountain for you. Just for you.
We heard that you don't get along with them.
Who told you that?
Cool, can you shut the fuck up?
The truth is.
Fucking up this damn conversation.
No, we're not. We need to fight the Nether Daddies.
What you guys want to fight the Nether Daddies? Is it the blight, the curse on the land?
Yes, that's exactly the thing. We don't want this curse on the land.
Oh, you're here to stop the blight!
Yes, hello!
Oh, right, okay.
Duh.
Well, Mac, since you brought me some tatties.
Obviously.
Yeah, come here, sit down.
Okay.
I'll tell you a story.
All right, I love stories.
I'm old as everything, and I know everything.
Good.
Yeah.
I believe her. Right. She has 3 teeth.
I don't doubt you.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't look like you're from around here.
She obviously knows.
Do you know the history of Andromeda?
Well, no, just a little bit, So why don't you go and tell us?
I know they did an Africa album.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we would love to hear your story.
Oh, all right. Long before the realm became what it is today, an ancient evil ruled the land.
And her head, like, drops.
You okay, girl?
Sis.
Ancient evil, huh? Yeah, what's the next part?
You need some eye drops?
Rizala! Nothing but rot, decay, and despair plagued the land.
Like an uncut dick.
But the ancient tribes band together to defeat Rizala. They banished it from the realm with the use of 3 magical items. One, two, three!
Ow, my... Okay, sorry. Let's keep going. What's the hair, though?
Is it her 3 teeth?
Huh? 3 items. What were the 3 items?
What were the 3 items? I hope it's not your
teddy lady. Huh? We are loving your story.
The nether crop.
Nether crop. Okay, how do you spell it?
Is it a silent Q?
Oh, what's spelling?
Okay, I'll just guess. Nether, I'll just do it phonetic. Yeah. Nether crop. Yeah, got it.
That's the one. That belongs to the Nether Daddies.
Nether Daddies, okay.
Then there was the Horn of Forlorn.
Horn of Forlorn, I like that.
Belonging to the Chug Bears.
Forlorn, okay.
And then the Gobbly Goblet. Yeah.
The what goblet? What kind of goblet?
The Gobbly Goblet.
The Gobbly Goblet.
Belonging to the Goblins.
Gobbly Goblet.
It was a Goblin Gobbly Goblet.
Three G's.
Yes.
G, G, G.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Goblin Goblet.
Goblin Goblet.
Gobbly Goblet.
The Gobbly Goblet from the Goblins. The Goblins. Say that three times fast.
Will it appear?
Oh my God. Yo, say, I don't lock this one. I don't lock this one.
Don't I even get a charisma check?
Sure.
Maybe she does like me, Dungeon Master. Don't be so silly. She loves me.
I don't lock this one. Lock us in. Don't lock this one.
Bitch, would you roll? Why am I getting this terrible roll?
Well, you guys hang out with this one. I don't know.
Baby, all don't right. worry about it.
Anyway.
She hates me, alright? So you guys
This was
talk.
A long time ago. She has back when they formed together to stop the ancient evil. These three items combined bound Rizola deep within the earth. Some say the blood is the evil of Rizola seeping up from its eternal chamber of sleep.
Wow.
The blight.
So the bitch is mad because he can't take a nap?
Seeping up to destroy all living things. Rot! Did I say decay?
Yes.
Yes.
Decay! To chaos.
To chaos. Is that
That's
like a
all
pun?
All at once. I don't know what a pun is.
She has three teeth. Let her be. God damn it. Disaster.
Alright, shut up. I'm shutting up over here. You guys talk.
She eats Gerber food. Because she all eats his daddy.
Gerber tatties?
Damn it.
We gave her some Gerber tatties.
Gerber tatties.
The blot has plagued the land since I can remember. But recently, it's gotten worse.
Ooh.
Yeah, real worse.
It's like Roseanne.
Like, what are some side effects of it being, like, normal worse and then worse worse?
Well, there was always the puddles of black rot all around the land. Yeah. But recently, there's the blighties that are coming out of it. The creatures seems to be getting worse.
You know, we killed some of these blighties, just so you know.
We did.
We did.
And,
I can't understand a word she's saying. We killed some of these blighties! Oh, well, good on you. Yeah, right. She's from New Zealand. All right, then. Yeah.
Okay, so great. Thanks to that wonderful stuff. No, go ahead.
Why do they seep out from the earth?
Well, that's because it's locked. Rizola is locked deep within the earth.
Rizola.
And people think
he's pissed because he ain't
sleeping. The tar and the blight and the rot and the decay. It's seeping up from its eternal chamber.
Rizola, huh?
Yeah.
I love Rizola.
What if we went and killed Rizola? What would you like us for?
Oh, I don't think he could do that.
Why? Because y'all used to date?
Well, you need the three items. Put them together. It's the only thing that can destroy Rizola for once and for all.
Well, the chub bears are on our deck, so we just need the other two, which are...
The nether crop.
And then the goblet gobbly from the goblins.
And the goblin. You're a goblin, right? Where did all those goblins...
Where do those goblins hang out? Oh! There's a goblin's arms to the east.
East.
Yeah. They're friends with the chug bears. They're actually prepping for the festival that's coming up. I don't go to that because I don't get out much. I'm just a hermit crone that lives on top of a mountain. And it's crooked.
You said it.
Yep.
So, we're kind of hungry. I see you like tatties and we just brought you some. Don't you make a good ass tatty stew you want to serve us, Miss Tatty Wags?
I do make a great tatty stew. And no, I don't want to serve you.
Are you sure about that? Because yeah. I'm quite charming and I
I'm
can butter you up.
I'm serving you information. The teddy's a morn. You brought them to me? It's a transaction. You get the info or get the teddies.
But I thought you liked your little niece, Miss Puddin.
What?
Never mind, bitch. Okay, we're gonna punch it, obviously.
I'm starting to not like that one, too.
My charisma's better than hers.
I'll tell you that.
She should do a charisma roll, right?
Why not?
Yeah, do a charisma roll on her.
Oh, shit. Four, two.
I have plus six, bitch, so it was an eight.
Okay, only Felony talked to this lady.
Intuition was right.
So, what I'm gathering...
Oh, fucking hell.
Is that if we collect these three things, we will can get rid of Rizola. But what's in it for us?
What's Rizola? Is that like a food?
It's the cheese buildup.
Oh, you mean Rizola!
Rizola! That's not how you pronounce it.
Oh, Rizola!
Rizola.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Rizola.
The only way to truly defeat Rizola is to assemble all three items at once.
Maybe if we do that, we can go home.
Is it a chef or a D recipe? Because Rizola.
Three cheese,
yes please.
Rizola.
I love the three cheese.
I've had my ear to the ground. Birds tell me things. And I'll thank. I mean, I've had my ear to the ground and the sky, because the birds come from the sky, and then the ground tells me things.
She fucks with the boy, I don't trust her anymore.
She is
right. I think the Nether Daddies have something to do with what's going on recently. I can talk good.
Yeah. I told you they were bad.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a way to infiltrate the Nether Daddies? Do they have a weakness? Are they supple to a bond?
Well, the Nether Daddies, they're psychic. They can get into your mind, and they're all about it. Mm. All about dominating your mind.
Stop, I love a good mind fuck. Ooh, keep going.
She's a mind sub.
I'm a witchy switchy. Let's go meet these Nether Daddies.
Fish, my body and mind is completely ready.
We have zero of these items so far. Do you have anything else to tell us? Can we sleep here for a night?
That's a big no.
What?
No.
We can't take
kill
daddies,
this
though.
Bitch because she's been gripey with us this whole time.
I know. So, three strangers come up to my house on the top of a mountain, bring me tatties, and then just, I'm gonna let them stay in my house.
You let us in already? Come on. Look at us. We're clean and nice young ladies.
You don't know, I could be your niece. She looks like your niece. She looks crazy as squirrel shit, just like you.
Can't stay here.
I dare you.
Mm-mm.
Fucking damn, we gotta find a birch tree or something to fucking sleep on. Come on, bitches, let's go.
Oh, we'll tell you.
Tired as fuck. We gotta go.
The Nether Daddies, they live underground.
Underground, okay.
Yeah.
Where?
So they bottoms?
Further south. The deep south.
Deep south. You got a
map?
That's what you call it, huh?
Yeah.
The deep south.
Mm-hmm. You got a map for them and the goblin bitches? You a goblin.
Can we fact check? Fact roll? Because you just said that the nether crop is in the north.
Did I say the nether crop's in the north?
Did you not? I wrote north down.
If I did, that was a mistake.
Take it back now.
It's in the deep south.
Yeah.
Deep south.
I'm from the south.
That's a little Mickey joke.
Clearly.
What the hell is me? I'm like monster truck
around.
That's
where the entrance to their cave is. Sorry. I may have screwed that up and said to the north.
I also may have just pretended.
But I'm glad they're writing things down because I should be doing that too.
Anyway.
Okay, so she's not going to let us stay here.
Oops, sorry.
Can we at least have some of the cauldron, whatever's in the cauldron?
I don't trust this bitch.
Get much visitors. Or do you like music? You look like you're good at music.
Did you not hear our power ballad that we did to get into the fucking house? That was an original song.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was a hymnal from the Boulez.
We're going to sing you a beautiful song, and then you're going to give us something to eat. How about that? Is that a good deal?
I like that deal, yeah. Sing me a song, and if I like it, I will give you some food. I will make my own special tattywags tortellini
Tati stew.
Well, we can't wait.
All right, you ready?
Bitch, right. You take ladies, the lead.
You know,
were you taking turns, or are we all singing?
Bitch is the expert over here. She's got to sing it good. Now, you got some spells over there that you can do and charm this lady, right?
You know I'm right here, right? Like, listening to you say that.
You can't understand what I'm saying, right?
No,
you can't understand my
all
accent.
The words, yeah, no.
You
I
lied to
I
me.
I didn't like this one.
I do have the song of rest to put this bitch asleep.
We'll each do a line.
I'll do a lullaby.
Okay.
I'll do a line.
Oh, sorry.
Of a song.
Oh, whatever.
You start.
Go.
What if God was...
My turn. A goblin.
Who loved tatties on the top of the mountain.
Keep going.
She used to cut them up and
make the stew just for you.
Just for the wonderful ladies who just happened to come upon their wonderful little shabby shed up in the top of the mountain woods.
In the mountain woods!
And you can't spell gorgeous without goblin.
Goblin.
Three teeth,
they're great.
Three teeth. She's a sweet
teeth. Her eyes kind of like twitching a little bit. She seems maybe into it.
Is that
all the song?
No, keep going. Keep going. Your turn.
When I say freeze, y'all stop on a dime. When I say freeze, y'all stop on a dime.
Break
freeze!
Down.
I stopped on a dime, and now it's goblin time. Freeze.
I like your nose.
Freeze.
So how'd you feel about that?
I like your nose. Strike a pose.
And it glows. No dose. And that's what it shows. You have beautiful clothes.
You're right. I don't hear much music, so I ain't got, like, much of to compare it to, so I think that's okay, yeah.
Alright, yeah. Give us a bowl of your beautiful tatty stew.
Yeah, that was, like, maybe...
She, like, goes over to her shelf and starts rummaging around. And
that wasn't really, like, Tatty Wags tortellini tatty stew worthy, but, here, I'll make you something.
And she starts, like, picking up this weird, like... animal, it's all wiggly, and she's throwing it into the pot, and it's like,
it's a vegetarian.
What was that?
Nothing. That looks
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's waffle. Nothing.
She keeps, like, throwing things in the pot and, like, stirring it around. She's like,
you get to laugh.
Cooking
when you
stir is
the pot,
funny.
That makes it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooking's so mm-hmm. funny.
And then she starts, like, dishing out some stew or whatever it is okay. to everybody.
So, I'm going to... hey, do you have, a restroom or something? I just need to relieve myself. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah, there's a... That's outside.
Okay, I'm going to go outside for a sec.
There's a hole out there.
Yeah, go out there.
Don't fall in it.
All right, I won't. Don't worry.
Yeah, are you sure?
I'm
don't
really
fall
sure.
in it.
I'm not going to fall
I
in it.
I don't think you like it if you fall in it.
I'm not going to fall in
all
the
right,
hole.
All right, okay, good. Yeah.
So I go out there. I'm going to talk to this little guy on my shoulder, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? This, what else do we need from this lady, huh? What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think you need from the lady?
Well, I mean, she gave us a little bit of information, but it seems like she's like holding out on something. Maybe you saw something that we didn't see. Hmm. Maybe we should, you know, kill her or something.
I've heard that she's really good at reading fortunes.
Fortunes. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting information. I'm glad I asked you, little boysenberry. Larry. No, that's Larry. He is Larry.
Larry.
So I have boys
yes,
and...
I'm Barry.
Yes.
Those are my boys.
Sorry about that. Boysenberry. Thank you for
boysenberry
the information.
Boysenberry.
Boysenberry. Barry.
Yes.
BBB.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to go in back in there, and I'm going to charm that lady. I'm going to ask her for our fortune tale to be told.
Okay. That sounds like a great idea.
Okay. All right, I go back in.
Did you fall in?
I didn't fall in.
You don't look like you fell in.
I didn't fall in at all.
I don't think you fell in.
Nope, I'm
all right,
completely...
that's good.
No.
Nope. I said you shouldn't fall in.
You're a good...
Always kind of helping you, Holden.
So, I hear that you are great with the fortune telling. Why don't you tell our fortune?
Yeah, I like just a for beginning, fun. Middle, and an end.
Just for fun. We gave you that great song. You loved it. Now we need to tell our fortune.
All right, it's been a while, but yeah, you know.
You can do it, you remember.
She like cracks her nose, like... And then she like cracks her back.
That just released the weirdest smell.
So I'm going to say for really odious, the odious removal spell.
Is that a thing that I'm unaware of?
Yeah.
there's no odor? Is that
no odor?
That...
Yeah, I roll it and there's no odor.
Sure, roll her up.
Okay, I'll get something.
Okay. He's just making up a spell. I think you're making up a spell here.
No, I do have the song of rest.
You get a big fat stank in your nose. That's what you get. There's no odious
what's the matter
spell.
With these dice?
Alright.
Yeah, let's hear that fortune. Alright. Okay, here we go. Lauren has a thing. And
starts throwing more stuff into that pot, and then she, like, drinks a big thing.
Alright.
And she goes to the bag of the tatties. And she pulls out, like, one that's, like, weird, and it's all curvy and strange. And she walks around the room looking at you, and she just starts, like, smacking your cheeks with it. She walks over to you, just smacking.
Don't you do not touch cheeks. That gnarled dick in my face. I don't need that shit, bitch. God
you
damn.
Want your fortune, Red? This is how it works. Don't ruin the magic.
That's not the
and
worst.
She starts hitting you a little bit harder.
You save that one for later, bitch.
Yeah, well,
you're taking worse, sweet.
So then she walks back to their table. She takes a big bite out of it and like...
Who told her to bite that?
And she just spits it all on the table. She's like looking at the spit. Oh, she's
reading the tea leaves. Mm-hmm. I get it.
This bitch has three teeth.
And she shh! You're ruining the magic.
If tatties could talk.
Oh yeah, you did that.
I sure did. Oh. Yeah, I ain't bashful. Oh. I'm proud of my past.
Oh, okay.
Call me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means I live.
I see. Yes, I see things. Your journey will be long and arduous. Wait. Yes, there's a dark cloud around you.
I like dark.
Very dark cloud. Very dark.
Is he tall?
It don't matter. It's long. It's long and hard.
Yes, tall, dark cloud.
Long and hard.
Yeah, all of those things.
Yes.
Be warned!
Oh, now she's southern.
No. No!
She's still, like, chewing.
Now, Rizola is
and she like face plants like right where she spit up.
Did she just kill her for reading our fortune? What the fuck?
Check her pockets.
We check her pockets.
Can we take her gold?
That's where you guys go. Okay, I wasn't planning for that. In her pockets, you find a couple bits of bone and some lint pieces.
Oh, put it back. I was looking for
you find a handwritten note that says,
in case I die from choking on a tatty root, this is what my will is.
It says,
I sure am lonely. I wish someone would visit me. All our music. How great would it be to have friends that will bring me tatties every day?
Well, we did that for her. And now it's her Tinder ad. So I don't know why she's mad.
She's face planted down there.
Okay, well, I'll make sure she doesn't drown in the filth.
So what,
okay?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to touch her and bring her up and make sure she's sitting and not
so
dying.
Put her back up in the thing.
We put the note back in her pocket.
So she slumps to you. And you see this, like, black, tarry ooze just, like...
Oh, no.
Like, come out of her mouth.
Ooh, is it Rizola ooze?
Well, it's the Blight.
We now know where the
cream... very similar to what you've seen as the Blight.
I see.
We now know where the cream villain.
It
can reside in all of villain? Us.
Like, pretty good. Cream
the cream filling.
Well, if she has the blight, we should either kill her or try to cure her, right?
Bitch, I'm gonna vomit. She just made a soup, and I ate that shit. So I'm gonna vomit this shit real quick, because I don't want to end up like her ass, because she ate it too.
I think while she was telling her fortune, she got possessed by the Rizzola. And it killed her.
Oh, my. That's a great theory.
So we should be...
We should probably leave, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna leave.
Probably leave.
Leave her here. The body twitch a little bit.
Okay, well...
We could put her outside and sleep, because we're tired.
Did we see the body twitch?
I am a paladin here. All right, I can heal people. I am going to roll my heal spell on this crazy goblin.
Which one?
My heal spell.
Did we see her body?
Huh, here's what I'll do. I'm going to take my amulet. I'm going to put it around her neck.
So you try to put it on, and her hand goes, wah, like, whips around wildly. And then you see, like... Wah. Is like gets up all natural, like unnatural, and her back goes straight up. She goes, and like you hear like the crunching of like weird bones and sinews, and she stares straight at you.
Might be time to kill this bitch.
And then all of a sudden, these like roots sprout out of her back.
Oh shit! And, like, time okay. for battle.
And then you see these roots like grow up across the door, and you guys are blocked in to this weird. Thing. It's not very big. You got a cauldron in the middle.
Disaster, and next time you want to heal a bitch, I'm going to say fuck you. Now we got to deal with this shit.
Right, no. Roll right. for initiative!
All of us?
Yep, everybody.
Including myself. Do I get plus initiative?
17!
Hang on, let me read
Do this I have a plus?
Also. Alright.
It didn't happen. That's wrong.
Initiative is anything?
I don't see it on mine.
Oh, yes. Plus two.
Plus two, so 17, 18. So you're 19?
Okay. I'm at 16, bitch.
Okay, I probably get like a 1 or
that's
something.
With your...
plus.
Okay.
I can add.
Okay, what you got?
Hey, y'all at home need to do math so you can play Dungeon and Drag Queen.
Where's the initiative?
When we saw her body.
Oh, negative one.
Oh, you get minus one, so you get 17.
Damn.
Well, I'm still lower than you. Fuck off.
Bullshit. Okay. But Telony's got this.
I got a 19.
That's good for her.
Okay, so that puts old Chatty Wags up first.
Horse mackerel. Tatty Wags, the possessed goblin woman.
All right.
Neo. What you got, baby?
So... She goes, looks at you.
Fuck this bitch up.
And she, like, swings at you with one of those big, viney, crazy, weird arms.
And she misses.
Well, what's your AC? Oh, she does not miss.
What?
That's a hit.
Bullshit.
Nope. Oof.
Should duck. Your fault, so bitch. You try
I don't like
her.
This lady no
you
more.
You tried to heal her.
I don't like this lady no more.
She swipes at you and for 6 damage. So she like really just knocks you reeling back.
This lady is not on. Like, this lady's on my shit list.
It's like weird. She's all jerky, moving and like like a weird like crazy vine creature goblin crone. Felony. Is up. What would you like to do?
I will do my short sword because we're in her hut.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in her. I can reach. She's in.
Yeah, you can reach her. Yeah,
let's go for it. I got a short sword plus 4 attack bonus.
So you're just going for like a normal attack?
Yeah.
Okay. So and then you're a rogue. So if you so. She's focused on Disasterina, so you could actually sneak around to the back and get sneak attack damage in.
Okay.
Which adds, I think, 2d6 to that. Nope, 3d6. So she's paying attention to Disasterina, and you're going to sneak around and attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck her up,
so
Seth.
So give me a roll. 7 plus and you attacked with the...
6.
What did you attack with?
Plus a short 4. Sword.
So that would be a 11. And
and you have missed. So you have an opportunity now to duck away, or you could use a bonus action, I think, to...
I do have bonus. I have bonus damage. Oh, I have bonus damage. You don't have a bonus roll.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So that. I guess. All right. So, bitch, you're up. What you want to do?
Bardic inspiration on Disasterina because she hurting.
Oh.
So I have to roll for that.
How does that play out? Because I actually don't know.
Shit.
I should know.
It says D8.
Fuck it. I'm gonna hit this bitch with my rapier.
You're gonna go for it.
Yeah, okay. Fuck. I'm gonna fuck this bitch up. I got my singer songstress, but this bitch did my sister dirty.
Put those hips into it.
Go, bitch, pardon.
Cut this bitch. Do I roll?
Go, bitch.
Go for it.
20?
Yep.
A good old whopping 12.
But you add your attack modifier to it.
Ooh.
Which is, so you're attacking with which weapon?
Rapier.
Rapier. So you get plus 5.
Plus 5. Bitch, that's a whopping 17.
Yeah. That's a hit.
Fuck her up.
So now you roll these for the damage.
Okay. Do I have to...
D8. Which is...
8, 5, 9. Do. Give me a little nugget.
I think that's... No, that's a D9.
That's a D9.
D8. I think it's a D8.
Yeah.
It looks like 8. It sure is.
8, bitch!
Yeah. Whoa! All right. A plus...
2.
So that's a whopping 10. Okay.
Take that, goblin lady.
While she's distracted and you swing and miss, bitch runs up, Arabia! Hiya! And you just stick it right in her back and just.
Take that, you scoliosis, bitch!
So she stumbles against the wall a little bit.
Now,
and
she
like snaps her head and looks straight at you and like.
Yeah, you
and then
make...
the jaw like comes out a little bit and like sort of like a snake can like distend its jaw. So now it's like she's got this huge, open, gaping mouth.
With her three baby teeth.
Yeah. Yep.
Alien bite.
And then you slowly see these like vines come out of her like gums. So now she's got like viney, crazy, weird teeth and a big mouth. And she's staring at you. Zasrina.
I am going to hit this bitch with everything I have. I have 2 attacks. Nobody hits me with a 6.
Okay.
So I'm going to get her.
All right. So give me an attack roll.
Fuck her up, sis.
She looks like bitch pudding before she puts on her makeup.
Why does nothing ever work?
9 plus what? Your
lashes are easy to pull.
Yeah.
I'm getting the worst rolls ever.
So 9 plus 2 is an 11. So your first attack, you run up. Whew, you miss.
Ah!
So you're going to go for the second attack.
Sis, calm down and focus.
What's that? 2, 11. Second attack.
How's the bard doing?
She does this weird,
like, this lady.
And kind of like does like unnaturally moves out of the way of your weapons.
I'm gonna do some spells or something.
And now back up to Taddy Wax.
Time for some spells.
She's looking at you. She darts across the room and comes at you. Leaps at you. Woo!
That's 17.
And so she pounces on you, and you fall backwards, and she's on top of you, so you are knocked prone.
I like
and
this
she's
position.
On top of you, and she bites you for 3 damage.
Ow.
But hurt. She's on top of you, and you're knocked prone.
Okay.
Felony's up.
So again, she's working on bitch pudding, so I can sneak attack her.
Mm-hmm. She is distracted. You gotta land a hit.
So I have to hit over a 17.
Just roll and I'll let you know.
Short sword plus 4.
Fuck.
4 8. Plus 4 plus.
You don't get the. It only counts if you hit.
Y'all
you guys are very weary from traveling up this mountain, so you go to swing and all air. And she does this weird move out of the way thing. She's very, she's moving in unnatural ways. And it's very scary and unnerving. Bitch, you're up, and you're knocked prone.
Does that mean I can't move?
Yeah, so give me a roll, like a strength roll.
My 20-sided?
Yeah.
She's got some Rizola strength.
9 plus, where's my eye? 0. I got a 9.
9? Well, we tied, so...
Oh, yeah.
So y'all made out.
So, I'm going to say that you push her off of you. Right. She kind of like stumbles back a little bit. And you're free, like, you can use your action to get up, but you can't attack. You'd have to spend your action standing up.
That makes sense. Can I play a song on the floor? Because I got the song of rest to put this bitch to sleep, because my sister's struggling with her.
The song of rest, I think that's for, like, your party members.
Oh,
like,
fuck that.
Heals them.
Oh, you yeah, I want to stand up and fuck this war up. So how do I roll?
Okay, so you just stand up, and then that's good. That's your turn.
Bitch, I stood up, stood my ground.
Zasarina, you're back. All
right.
I am going to cast some spells here. My sword's not working. I'm going to cast a hellish rebuke.
I think hellish rebuke is in response to being attacked.
Actually. I did get attacked.
Oh, you have to use. I think you have to use it when you get attacked.
I just got attacked.
On the. All right. Yeah, you can hellish rebuke. Sure. You know how it works.
I thought you would know.
Repent. You just tell her to repent, Disasterina.
No, you see, just the flames. The flames go up. Yep. See right there. See right there. Flames.
That's what I needed.
Because it's a root monster, right? It's organic. You put the flames on it, it goes up in flames.
Yeah, so it's a reaction, and when you take damage by a creature within 60 feet of you that you can see, you point your finger and the creature is damaged. But this is like a reaction spell. So I can't use it? Let's say you used it because you didn't know that you could use it last turn.
Well, follow the rules. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. You use it. Okay. So, creature must make a dexterity saving throw.
Which they will not.
Shit.
Bullshit. What's the matter with these dice?
Why do I roll so hot when I'm a DM, but when I'm playing, I can't roll worth crap? So
I am pissed.
You point your finger, and she snaps her head at you, and just goes, and just like kind of wiggles out of the way, and then you see your flames go
ladies.
To nothing.
All right.
Nothingness.
So I have another roll, though, right?
You can take your extra attack. Extra. Let's say that.
How are we going to beat her?
You need to calm down and just breathe. This bitch just bit the shit out of my neck.
I am going to inflict some damage because...
You're going to attack?
I'm going to attack.
Okay. Swing for it.
Look at her when you swing.
Ah!
Sister,
too mad.
Swinging. Nothing but errors.
I don't want this dice no more.
So we're back up to Tattywags. So... Tattywags just sees you swing at it, looks back at you, and now pounces upon you, or tries to. Let's see if it works. Oh, so it pounces, and it just misses, and then falls face flat on the floor.
Maybe my luck is turning over here. Huh?
And it is up to Felony. Now Tattywags is face down on the floor.
Face
what do you want to do?
The floor. Get it.
You have advantage on any attacks.
I'll do the short sword again because it's the most attack bonus.
You got 10 hit points on that bitch. You do it again.
15 Ooh. Plus
it hits.
4.
It hits, but also, you could roll it again. See if you get a crit. Nope. Okay. Yep.
16 plus 4. I got a 20, baby. All
right, so roll up your damage.
That's...
What is it with this? It's an 8-sided.
Yeah. Wait, is
D6.
It? No, it's a
D6. It's a D6, yeah.
Almost.
Plus 2, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whatever I get, plus 2. Wow. 6 Ooh. Plus 2.
Fuck my head.
Finally, making some... We're nicking off these little vines one at a time.
You see her fall face flat, and you do this cool like run up and jump, and then kabow, stab her right in the back, and it's all the tendrils are like... And they're wiggling really fast. Ah! And it looks like that really hurt. The old Tattywags.
She touches.
Bitch, you're up. What do you want to do? And you're standing on top of Tattywags now. With your sword stuck directly into the back.
Good for you. You need a mental image. It's a good one.
I need to save Larry and Barry.
That's right. What are these stupid creatures doing? Why aren't they helping us?
I'm up. Fuck this bitch up.
Fuck her up.
I'm gonna hit her with my rapier.
Okay.
All right, so you're gonna attack. You get advantage because she's
prone. No rapier jokes. Just kidding.
I thought of it.
I got 19.
See, I had the initiative on that joke.
19.
What's that?
19.
Oh,
wait, without piercing. Hold on.
No, that hits.
Yep. I didn't add piercing, though.
What did, is that the first time you rolled it? 19?
Yeah.
Roll it again.
Oh.
But you roll it twice when you have advantage, and you take the highest number.
Oh. Because I got my sword in her.
18, so okay. That's plus 5. That's better.
You definitely hit. All right, cool.
I hit this bitch.
Good job, bitch pudding.
And how much? What was your damage? You rolled a 2 plus 2, so 4. Okay. So run up there. Felony's standing on the back. And you swing your rapier, and you lop off one of the arms, and it goes, it skitters across, and it falls
in the... Good job, girl.
It, like, flies across the room, and it falls in the cauldron, and you just see it go.
Road.
As it just melts into nothing.
Fucking hag.
Zestarina, you're up.
I am really pissed. I am good. I've got a new dice. This time I'm going to hit it with something.
So far you're the tank of our party. I have done more damage as a support clap.
The song lady is beating up field. It's terrible. I'm embarrassed. All right.
Well, you look great.
But you get advantage, so you get to roll twice.
Okay.
Because I'm on a bat.
Oh! All right, so somehow you try to swing the first time. You missed. But you're like, you know what? I'm going to get this. So you swing. And what's your weapon?
I have a sword.
Okay. So you bring your, you flip it around, and then you stab it right in the eye. And she's like, ah, ah. And you hear like, wee! And a bunch of like black gooey tar spurts out all over Philly.
Wouldn't be the first
time. Roll damage.
Okay. What is my damage?
Now I have to get this coat tie cleaned.
Plus 2. 4 plus 2, so 6.
That's a lot.
Ooh. She's bleeding. It's all wiggling. So you're standing on top of Taddy Wags. She attempts to buck you off.
I have uncanny dodge. Oh, well, and you got
doesn't
a 1.
Matter.
Doesn't
anyways.
Matter. I didn't even have to dodge, you nerd.
She tries to buck you off, but then with no arm and just thrashing around, she ends up knocking something off the shelf, which shatters on her, and it seems like it was filled with this like caustic substance, and now the other side of her face, which doesn't have a sword wound in the eyeball, it starts melting, and it's, and you just hear screams of pain.
Apply the prosthetic before the caustic substance dries.
And now it's your turn.
Roll
what
it.
What to do? Oh, give me, actually, give me a dick. Well, let's see.
Give you a dick?
Yeah, that's
what I
heard.
Give me an acrobat. Yeah, that was a bad spot. All right,
let's roll for it.
I walked into that one. Give me an acrobatics check.
How many inches?
17.
Ooh, 17 inches.
2.
2.
17 inch acrobatic dick.
All right.
19.
So this jar flies off the shelf, lands on her. Splashes, you see it coming, and you do this sweet Matrix style flip out of the way, and then you land right back on top of her, and now it's your turn.
Now I'm gonna do the same thing. Got my
attack again.
Got my short sword. Plus 4. I need her dad.
Mm-hmm.
18
Ooh.
Plus 4, 22.
Yeah.
So now I roll my d6, and I get a plus 2. Oh, 3.
3?
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. 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 So, you just pick it up and stab it again. She, like, half of her face is melting. The other half is then it's just wiggling around. It's got one arm and a bunch of tentacle, weird vine things.
If we make it through this, ladies.
Bitch, you're up.
I'm taking us to Dave and Buster's.
How much more health does this bitch have?
She's on her last vine.
She fucking needs to
die. Don't look at my stuff. I don't have my
I'm going to
attack this
nothing.
Bitch yet again as a support class with my rapier.
Okay.
I got 20,
oh!
Bitch.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hit. That's the first mm-hmm. crit hit of the game, mm-hmm. I think. Okay, so
yeah.
You get to
support.
Let's roll that damage.
Tip me. All right, wait.
Who's your choreographer?
One.
Damn it. Plus a two. There you go. All right, so set the scene. How are you gonna? Let's just say she's. You got it. She's dead.
I'm had it.
How to narrate it for us? How are you gonna kill her?
I'm had it. This bitch has killed my fucking buzz and my sister. I'm not fucking doing their fucking payload and shit. So I whip out my fucking dagger, no, my rapier, and I'll run over there and I yeah and get that bitch right where her fucking three tooth are, right into her fucking cranium and rip her head off.
With your hands or your
with the sword, with my little toothpick rapier.
So you cut her head off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, run over there. Like, this is enough of this. And you just, and then the head goes flying, lands in the cauldron, slowly,
what a world,
melts into nothing. And there's just so much black tarry ooze just spews out of, like, Evil Dead style. And it's just like you're all getting hit, and it's like an unnatural amount is just shooting out of her body.
You gonna eat that?
If it was from a man, I wouldn't complain.
Everybody give me an acrobatics check.
I have 23.
Ooh, okay.
10.
So.
Wait a minute, my acrobatics, what else I got? Minus right, one.
11.
Don't throw away your manual, it's very important.
Shut up, you're not doing anything for us.
I've done plenty.
You've gotten us into trouble with a crazy goblin lady.
Oh, look out!
And it like, dives back into your clothes as you just get showered with this caustic tarry substance.
Stupid for Boysenberry berries.
Wait, I hate Derek Berry.
Poison Derek Berry berries.
You take one damage. And so you didn't realize that she was going to lop the head off. So you're just right there and just get blasted with the caustic tarry substance. You take 4 damage.
Can I use my uncanny dodge?
Yes, you can. And that halves the damage. So you get two
damage.
2 damage. And you, knowing what you were going to do, lop the head off, do a sweet spin, and duck behind the cauldron, missing any kind of caustic tarry substance.
Good for you. She doesn't need dry cleaning.
Now the spray dies down, and there's just this weird, seedy, bubbly body slowly melting into the floor of old Teddywag's place.
No, Teddywag.
And then you hear a slight sss on the walls as this substance starts to kind of burn these things, like everything in the room. So, what do you guys do now?
We gotta go.
Yeah. Well, we gotta get the door open because it's covered in. And that stuff,
the
right?
The substance melted the
oh, so the door, we can leave, yes. If we want. Now.
We gotta go. Is there anything in here that we can... Is there anything salvageable that we can take with us?
Do you want to look around?
How long do we have to look around?
Tell me if you want to look around.
Just I'm outside.
We gotta get something.
Yeah, we gotta get something. Let's look around. We're looking around.
Do a quick, so, each give me investigation checks, everybody. D20.
What did I get?
Yeah.
You got a 20.
Job,
you got,
what did I get?
You got a 2.
Ah!
You guys find nothing and actually burn your fingers rummaging
damn
through
it.
The stuff, and you both take 1 damage.
Balls. Let's get out of here.
You find something really awesome that I will tell everybody next episode.
No.
And look at that. Right on the dot. 11
cliffhanger,
o'clock.
Cliffhanger. Just like her shack.
Cliffhanger. So, I hope you guys had fun, because I know I did. And just to add again, if you guys are really digging what we're doing, we're really trying to really make this something really big and special. And if you dig it, we would appreciate any donations. Just scroll down and click on that happy tip jar there. Next week, we're going to set up a fun thing where we're going to have a goal for each episode. And if we hit that goal by the end of the episode for donations, we'll spin a wheel and crazy things will happen. Maybe we'll do giveaways. Maybe we'll do karaoke. Who knows?
Or give a haircut.
We will decide that this week. So we'll just go down the line again. And who are you and where can people find you?
Disastrina. It's your disaster with an INA at the end of it. You can find me everywhere. IG, YouTube, it's all Disasterina. Don't worry about it. Just find me. Just search.
Well, I'm Signeutron, and yeah, you can find me at Signeutron on the social medias. I also have my own Twitch, twitch.tv/Signeutron, where I sculpt and do fun stuff.
I'm Felony Dodger. You can find me at all of the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel, Felony Dodger.
And hi, I'm Bitch Puddin. That's B-I-Q-T-C-H, Puddin, like pudding without the G. You find me on Instagram, YouTube's interwebs, and probably near a home near you soon, because I'm traveling a lot lately, so that's good.
And also, want to give a big thanks to Rani and Ave behind the scenes, running the Switch. They're the ones commenting with you guys and running all our tech things, so definitely give them a follow if you guys are throwing your info into the thing. Yep, cool. So, yeah, we'd appreciate any follows, and we'll be back. Are we going to do next Tuesday? Yeah?
I can do next Tuesday.
Okay.
So. What date was that? What date is it going to be? Next Tuesday, what date? Is it the 25th?
Next Tuesday is the 24th. We will 24th? See you then.
Okay.
Mark your calendar.
Whose birthday?
Oh,
Randy, that's right. Randy's birthday. Thursday, Randy, Rodale birthday.
Yeah. Wow.
You should send her something. She would love it.
A birthday tip.
Birthday tip for Randy Rodale on Thursday.
But yeah, I mean, we're having fun. We're working hard. We're putting a lot of stuff into it. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And with every episode, we're going to get better and better. And yeah, so, oh, is there a song? Okay, are we still live? Okay. So, yeah, thanks, guys, for hanging out. And catch us next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific time. And
Thank you.
Oh, if you guys enjoyed it, we love fan art. So if any of you are inspired to draw any moments or anything, definitely tag us. It's the at Dungeon Queens on Instagram. You can email dungeonqueens@gmail.com. Love to see the fan art, and we'll post it and everything. So
draw what you think I look like.
Yes. Draw us like the French girls. Right? Is that what the line?
Yeah. Draw me like the French girls.
Am I forgetting anything?
Draw Felony and Disaster covered in black tux and gold.
Mmm. Lovely.
We'll see you next week.
All right. See you guys next week. Thanks so much for hanging out.